5G technology is being talked up as one of the next big things that could make our lives easier. 5G is supposed to make our smartphones faster and more reliable, and if you're tired of having to recharge your battery frequently, 5G may even help with that. But as the FCC is auctioning off frequencies that can be used for 5G, there are major concerns about how close some of those frequencies could come to disrupting weather forecasts around the world. With me to explain more about that is Jordan Girth. He's a research meteorologist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Jordan, let's get into some more detail here. What are the specific concerns about 5G's potential effect on weather forecasting?
Well, the issue here is that a lot of the 5G spectrum that's used, those radio frequencies that would assure we have 5G, are very close to areas where we sense the atmosphere with weather satellites. And so as these 5G networks roll out, they're going to be a lot stronger than the relatively weak signals we get from molecules in the atmosphere, such as water vapor, that help us determine where storms are forming.
There really seems to have been an advance in accuracy. Is there a concern that that could be affected really deeply by this?
Absolutely. Over the past few decades, we've advanced quite markedly in our ability to predict major storms and provide warnings and alerts, evacuations for coastal citizens. If we start losing some of these bands that satellites use, the forecast accuracy could certainly decrease. And that's because a lot of the numerical models that are used, in fact, 99% of the data that goes into them comes from weather satellites that use these kind of radio frequencies where 5G might be operating.
Has the FCC, have those who are dealing with the aspects of giving an opportunity to open these up for auction, has it fallen on deaf ears? Has there been a feeling that maybe they just simply weren't aware, and if NOAA and NASA come to them, they may reconsider?
Well, NOAA and NASA have come to them a few months ago and asked them to reconsider the speed at which they're moving on some of these 5G radio frequencies, making them available to the industry. But it is an administration priority right now to make sure that the United States is leading in the race to 5G globally. And so the FCC was not very receptive to the arguments that NOAA, NASA, and others in the federal government were making about the importance of these for weather forecasting.
Let's dig in a little bit more deeply, just from the standpoint that here in Phoenix, except for the monsoon season, we have relatively dull weather in the sense that there are a lot of days where people don't need to worry about something super impactful on their lives. But the monsoon changes that a bit. But there are other areas of the country that really rely on knowing ahead of time whether a superstorm is coming or that sort of thing that could really disrupt their lives. Is that even a bigger concern about this generally?
I think so. And it's hard to think about this in terms of a local issue, because knowing what's going on in Phoenix may impact the weather in Chicago. And so, you know, knowing what's going on to your south in Mexico, where some of that monsoonal moisture comes from, is very important as we continue to work forward in determining the forecasts and the effects of this change.
Are there ways around it, or is this something that would really, really potentially cause a problem that, if there is a fix around it, would take quite a while to figure out?
There is no easy fix to this problem. The molecules that we're trying to sense, they emit in some of these radio frequencies as a physical property. So it's not like we can just move to another part of the radio frequency spectrum and start trying to sense the weather there. It doesn't work like that. If the 5G networks move in and they're loud, it's going to just interfere with our ability to see those important aspects of the weather we need to understand to make those forecasts.
And that's a fascinating analogy. It's almost like someone is intruding on an area that that if we were to compare it to something different, is that sort of the analogy we're looking at? The idea that if things were smooth, then the forecasting isn't disrupted. The 5G ends up being sort of unneighborly, to put it a different way.
Exactly. I think that's a great analogy. I like to say that it's often like having a nice suburban neighborhood and all of a sudden fraternity or sorority moving in next door. There's going to be a lot more noise coming there, and you can build a wall, you can put up a fence, but it's not going to stop the noise from bleeding over into your property.
Andrew, what should we be focused on later this week? I know there are a couple of things we need to know about.
Well, later this week, we're going to hear about a study that NOAA and NASA have been working on, and also there's several hearings on Capitol Hill on this issue and the success of the Weather Enterprise for forecasting with the potential of these impacts occurring.
Is there any reason for optimism?
I think there's a little bit of optimism out there. People are starting to understand the issue, and they understand the importance of having quality weather forecasts that are not interfered with in any way or of a reduced quality due to that interference. It's still going to be an uphill battle because 5G is very important to commerce and the economy and move advancing technology in the United States. But we need to do so in a wise way, and we continue to advocate for Congress to put forth common sense solutions, funding more studies so we can better understand the actual impacts of each piece of radio frequency that we use to make a weather forecast. And if we proceed in that direction, I think the success may be positive, at least to mitigate the effects overall.
That is Jordan Gerth. He's a research meteorologist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.